Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends! When I'm a road!
Contest, ladies and gentlemen, and we got one for you tonight. That's right, you are listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show. Once again, we are live as we can be on FM 105.5, AM 660 The Answer. Always, of course, on AM660TheAnswer.com, now also on Alexa devices, and on your smart device. If you have not already downloaded the free Answer Orlando app, you can go ahead and do so. I'll take one of those there, Rick. All right. Thank you very much. So you gave me one page. I need the other page. I need page one. There you go. All right. We got our outline here all shuffled up. All right. Anyway, we got a big show lined up for you tonight. I hope you had a great Independence Day, made the most of it yesterday. And we're sort of still in the celebratory mood, you might say. So we're going to kick off our contest here in just a moment. I'll have the chairman of the board, the union boss himself, Mike McBath, issue the challenge. We also have in the studio with us today Nick Grounds. Good to see you again, Nick.
Yeah, good evening.
And also the man from politics, the recovering politician and successful entrepreneur, Rick Brown. Great to see you, Rick.
I'm playing with my microphone. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. All right, leave that alone.
Oh, it's great to see you.
How are you?
Thanks for stopping by. All right, so that is Rick Brown, of course. And then that laugh does belong to Randy Ross.
I was just watching Rick play with his microphone.
I know that. It was fascinating there. And I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. The marathon man, Nick LoCicero, is on the bridge, and he is ready to field your phone calls for tonight's contest. Once again, we are in the Relax and Comfort studio. And they are ponying up part of the prize package, which we'll get to here momentarily. And once again, because we are live, and by the way, we are up and live on Facebook, too. The Titan Cave Cam is working, and I do believe you can check us out at American Adversaries on Facebook. And
As I said, 407-774-8255 is the number to get in on a contest or make some comments. We got a lot of news, some breaking news. Scott Pruitt has resigned at EPA, and he's been hounded, dogged by, or maybe he hounded and dogged himself with controversies, and he is out. And we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the market news. The market was looking pretty good today on the eve of the tariff terror kicking in. And so we got a lot to get to tonight. And once again, we are going to choose our contest winner at the end of tonight's show. All right. The Rays are off tonight, by the way. So if you tuned in to hear the Rays later on, they are taking the evening off. All right. Let's get to the challenge.
Let's
then
get
we'll
to
get
it.
To some news.
Then we're going to talk about prizes, too. But understand, this is not an affirmative action contest. Everybody will be treated equal. All right? That's the qualification. What we got is two sentences for you. They are incomplete sentences, and we would like to see your brain trend and how you would complete these. Now, my first sentence is, I would like to thank Barack Obama for, and that's where we stop. Now, I didn't make my sentence too long. I just inserted the word nothing. But, I mean, everybody can go many words, have whatever direction they want. Our seconds,
just remember, I have to write this down.
I know. Well, I made it real easy on that one.
All right. So
now
if it's too lengthy, it's probably not going to get written down.
That's right. It'll be discriminated against you.
And I'm not a very good speller.
One syllables.
And I'm not a very good speller either, exactly. So
now,
just take all that in consideration.
Our second sentence, because we want to give you two chances. If Jim Comey only knew that. That's where the sentence stopped. If Jim Comey only knew that. And then I completed it by saying Hillary Clinton had an affair with Barack Obama.
That's
disgusting. It's just disgusting.
I know. So, but the point is, complete your sentences the way you find fit, and we're going to pick the one either most amusing or the most, I don't know, whatever we would term. So entertaining, I guess we would define it.
And once again,
imagine if they had a love child.
Oh, jeez.
And named it Chelsea.
Oh. Well, somebody had a love child.
Some other guy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I was going to say.
Web Hubble.
That's exactly right.
Ay.
Ooh.
Okay, so that's the challenge for tonight. So once again, 407-774-8255 is the number. And you're, once again, playing for the greatest prize package in all of talk radio on a consistent basis. And that includes a cryotherapy session at Chill Cryo Sauna, where you can get that three-minute chill down. It sets loose all these endorphins and adrenaline and all these healing powers inside your own body.
I think for a lot of these older people, it's worth at least one shot, right? If it works, you got a great way to refresh your body and continue your life. So,
that's right.
Well worth it.
That's right. And that is compliments of Kurt Reed and the folks at chillcryosauna.com.
Older people like us.
Yeah.
I knew where you were going.
I'm staring right at Rick.
Hey.
Define older.
Yeah. Nick has done this thing here now.
Oh, I know, but he ran four marathons one day, 2 day, 3 day, 4 day.
Nick, I don't think you consider yourself an older person.
I do not. Thank you very much, Mike.
No. You're a swinging young guy.
That's right, buddy. All right. And you'll also get that constitution, the larger-than-life constitution, which you can trade in for something else at Dino Rento Studios. And they pretty much do everything over there. If you can think of it or need it, they can design it and make it. And from the simplest and the most simple, like, for instance, a decoration, to the most elaborate. Or perhaps...
Didn't he do a Statue of Liberty? We could just have somebody climb up one, you know? I think he did do one, though, for somebody, as I recall.
That lady's crazy.
He's done a life-size. He's done a life-size version of the Liberty Bell.
Right.
I mean, right down to every little hammer mark in the doggone thing. And he did these big trophies for the NBA Finals.
Right, he did it. Also, he did the inside the arena, the pictures of the players, in other words, which is unique. And that's what his service is so great because if your children are playing sports, why don't you get them a blown up giant of your child? You'll never forget it.
And by the way, we're getting a message on Facebook here. Something about the microphone.
No, that's
probably
an update. That's an update.
Okay. By the way, if you could go to Facebook and you see President Trump's likeness on the wall of our studio here, the Dino Rentos.
There's another one.
And anybody can, you know, they can do that of anybody. It's a photograph of anybody. You'll also win a pillow from Relax and Comfort. Jackie was going to be here tonight. She couldn't make
it. Very upset with Jackie.
Yeah, she couldn't make it, but they do have the pillows at Relax and Comfort, any of their four stores, Windermere, Winter Park Village, Seminole Town Center, and the Villages in Lake County. And these are memory foam pillows, and they are great. They're made for both the cool, they keep you cool in the summer and warm in the winter.
So, Rainey, you'll probably be leaving in about 2 minutes.
I found out earlier today she was not coming.
Jackie won't be. I probably won't see you again.
Rainey, you'll be gone to the first
I do
break.
Like the pillows.
and you'll also win a gift card to Tijuana Flats, compliments of Rick Brown here. And then we had a great time over there. And they got
a great location.
Yeah, and by the way, he just showed me a picture of his trivia guy.
Right.
He's out of this world, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's the professional wrestler named Simon Says. In his spare time.
In his spare time. When he's not
that's a
doing
neat
trivia.
Little name. I think that's great.
When he's not doing trivia.
Oh, he's a professional wrestler, too.
Yeah.
And by the way, they had a great time at Pro Wrestling 2.0 the other night.
Right.
Giovanna came. She brought her dad.
Right.
They got to see some great wrestling matches. And if it's not up already, we'll have the picture of her and our own Jeff Sinis here up on our Facebook page so you can see our ticket winner. And they're moving to a bigger facility.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah.
More tickets to give away.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah. And you'll also win a gift certificate to Cafe Positano, the finest Italian restaurant anywhere around. And that is compliments of Jerry and Janice Shepherd of Jerry's MB. And by the way, they now service also BMWers. And Rick, you just got yours back from there, didn't you?
I did. They did some suspension work and some tire valve work on my RV. They did a great job.
Are you getting ready to get a speeding ticket?
I am. We're getting ready to head out next Wednesday.
That thing will grab the road a little bit tighter, I presume.
You betcha.
All right, so complete the sentence. Let's give them the sentences one more time.
Okay, one more time. I would like to thank Barack Obama for. Now you complete it from there. I just inserted the word nothing. What would you like to put in there? The second sentence is very simple. If Jim Comey only knew that. Right there we stop. If Jim Comey only knew that. So come up with some unique answers because there's some great prize for you.
All right, let's let Robert kick the thing off.
Robert's
here.
Great. He's ready to fight. He's out of the box, man, real quick.
Yeah, I'm ready.
That's right.
Okay,
I love it. Look at him.
Are you ready?
Yeah, we are.
Ready.
Go ahead.
All right. I'd like to thank Barack Obama for Donald Trump, the American adversaries, and making me a Republican voter.
Wow. Yeah. This guy can win before we even get into the contest.
You win.
That makes the contest
look at
easy.
That. Boy, Robert, you're on fire.
Second sentence.
Wait a minute.
If Jim Comey only knew that it was Hillary Clinton who was colluding with international bank, the international banking cartel to undermine our U.S. sovereignty and rig our U.S. economy. Sorry, that's a little long.
I liked your first answer.
That's all right. You know, your first one, you're strong.
Yeah.
Well, the second one's pretty strong too. Because
but too academic.
It's true.
Right. it is.
Took but, Chris too long to write.
Yeah, I know.
But that was great. But the first one, because I don't know about him making you a Republican, but he is responsible for President Trump, and he is responsible for this radio show.
Right.
There's no question about it.
Yep.
You know, truthfully, I could thank the American adversaries for the last part.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
But since the sentence was Barack Obama, I had to kind of just throw that in.
That's all right. It is credit by association. So
I have to confess, I was a Democratic voter until last week when I went to the library and changed and got a form to change my affiliation.
You know, you're not alone.
I've heard enough of these Democrats. I've heard enough.
You're not alone. You've heard of the hashtag
walk away.
Yeah.
Movement.
Yeah.
And more people are doing just that. They don't want to follow a party that's leaderless, that is it is lost, and resorting to the dirtiest of
shaming.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, Robert attended our function at Rick's place.
Yeah.
Which was great.
Yeah, I was there at Rick's place. I was there at the Relax and Comfort place.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen.
Randy twice.
Is that?
I met Rick Brown twice.
All right.
And I have to owe myself another trip to a Tijuana Flats, even though that's 2.5 hours away.
Mm. 2.5 hours away?
Yeah. At least from where I'm coming from.
Oh, boy.
Wow, this is a true fan. Right?
Well, we have hot sauce, though. That makes it worth it.
That's it.
Yeah, at least you have nice service, unlike the Rat Hen.
Yeah, we haven't thrown anybody out in quite a while.
All right,
we love all of our guests.
Robert, thank you so much. We appreciate your loyalty. That's two excellent answers to set the pace. We have to take a break.
Good.
When we come back, we'll get John's contest entry and yours, ladies and gentlemen. All you have to do is give us a call, 407-774-8255, and we will choose the winner tonight at the end of the show. All right, we got a lot to do, so stick around for more, and we'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape, and Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com, DinoRentosStudios.com, where they bring ideas to life. Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Slowdown still start after 436 right now through downtown Orlando and doesn't clear up until right after the 441. You also have slowdowns in the Millennia and Dr. Phillips areas as well as the attractions. 408 east and westbound right now are fairly clear. The ramps leading to it are congested, though. Highway 50 is slow from Old Cheney Highway till right after the 441. You also have a crash on Highway 50 at John Young Parkway that is contributing to those slowdowns. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show. That's right. We'll lead you through and out of the jungle. All right. 407-774-8255 is the number. It is Contest Thursday. Complete the sentence. And once again, the sentence is one more time.
Okay. I would like to thank Barack Obama for, and that's where we stop and ask you to step in. So big prizes, big money. The second sentence is... If Jim Comey only knew that. Now you continue it from there.
All right.
We give you a lot of good leeway.
All right. Let's get in a couple more entries here. John, you're up next. How you doing tonight? Thanks for being out there.
Good, guys. How are y'all?
All right, John.
Good, John.
Good to hear from you.
Well, for the first one, I would say, for Barack... Thanks for showing America that there is something lower than whale dung.
Jeez. Whale dung, right?
At the bottom of the ocean. And for Comey, no matter how big your cojones are, you don't straddle an electric fence.
Oh, jeez.
If he only knew that you shouldn't straddle, an electric fence. All right, wow. Straddle. All right, John, you're in, man. Excellent one. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Electric fence.
I never heard that expression.
No, I haven't.
I don't know if he just originated it or that was one that's in circulation.
Well, it makes pretty good sense.
Oh, it makes a lot of sense. I'm surprised I hadn't heard of it, you know. It makes a lot of sense.
Hey. All right, let's get Keith's entry in. Hey, Keith, how you doing tonight? Thank you for being there.
Doing well.
Good. Go ahead.
All right, I'd like to thank Barack Obama for ensuring that my six children have all decided to be lifetime Republicans.
That's good.
I like that.
That's good.
Lifetime
Republicans.
All right. Go ahead.
And for Comey, if Comey only knew that Hillary is as evil as she looks.
evil as she looks.
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
Thank you, Keith.
Thank you so much. Excellent. You're in the contest.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, make sure we got your
These
info.
Are great ways for everybody to vent their frustrations.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
Indeed. But, all right, so the contest lines are now open, 407-774-8255. The market up today, even though the outlook is, you know, tomorrow is tariff terror day. This is when they're actually supposed to kick in.
Right. I was going to say, you know, tomorrow, I think it's 12 o'clock tonight or something, the race begins. The tariffs are actually, they said there's a lot of major ships that are moving across into China trying to make the deadline before tonight.
Yeah.
So they don't pay. Well, you know, imagine the amount of cargo they carry, and that's a lot of money. So they're trying to get into dock and get it rolling.
And China has said that they're going to implement theirs the moment we implement ours. Because there's a time difference.
What's interesting, though,
so they're going to do it when we do ours, not by a particular, say, 12 o'clock midnight or something like that.
As much as Wall Street maybe has shown why I might term it frustration with this trade situation, the reality of it is here we are a few hours before and the market ends up 183 points. Now, the good news is, obviously, Merkel, one of our good friends over there in Germany, she came out and made the statement that the EU and Germany were thinking about lowering the tariffs on automobiles worldwide so there will be no type of trade war.
German automobiles.
But, you know, that'll go over, I'm sure, the others. But the point behind it is that loosened the market up and then pushed us toward the high of the day. And the other aspect of interest was oil today. Oil closed down about a dollar. I'm just rounding it off about $1.20. And the reason is that Saudi Arabia, who is in the throes of coming out with a $100 billion Aramco deal, an IPO, they came out and stated, you know what, we may not do it, we may hold it off, but the point behind it is they were probably in their own way trying to push the price of oil a little bit because the higher the price of oil, the more they would get for that equities. So therefore, that, I think, was the story that backed oil off a bit today because we all know. The other thing I didn't like is our good friends China, you know, has announced that with Iran that they will not abide by trying to shut them down, you know, on oil.
In other words, the Iranian oil exports.
You're right.
So what China
Iran
is saying is they will continue to buy Iranian oil.
Right, because 51% of China's need for oil, you know, they got to import. So that's the bad news.
Yeah,
that's what I say. Wow.
The good news is if it is limited to China, it'll have a limited effect because the Iran's problems are much deeper than that.
I can't. Well, we'll get back to that. But 40% unemployment in Iran, that's to me mind-boggling how they even can exist and people stay in power.
And that's why they're probably not going to stay in power. All right, we are going to take a break, however, and come back on the other side with more of the American Adversaries on a Contest Thursday.
FM 105.5 and AM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Scandal-plagued EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt has resigned. Pruitt has faced an array of ethical questions about his travel spending, security costs, dealings with industry lobbyists, and the misuse of government resources.
A man charged in the deadly car attack on a crowd of protesters opposing a white nationalist rally has told a judge he is not guilty. 21-year-old James Alex Fields Jr. also told the judge he's being treated for bipolar disorder, anxiety, depression, and ADHD, and is taking medication. British police have confirmed that a man and a woman, critically ill from nerve agent poisoning, were exposed to the toxin by handling a contaminated item. The finding bolsters the theory that Dawn Sturgis and Charlie Rowley may have stumbled across traces of the nerve agent used to poison a former Russian spy and his daughter. This is SRN News.
News and the latest answer traffic now.
Salem Media Group is sponsoring the 2018 World Without Orphans USA Bike Tour, which is making their way from L.A. to Miami. The goal is to bring awareness to the orphan crisis in the world and to promote adoption. Join the ride when they're in Central Florida from July 19th to the 22nd. You can also get daily updates by typing orphan to 797979 to follow their progress. You can also follow their progress on Facebook, and we'll be keeping you updated on any special events. Castleberry police have a suspect in connection with the invasion and rape case from last week. 32-year-old Benjamin Victor Hoven from Tallahassee was taken into custody today. His family says that he went missing about a week ago. According to police, he broke into the home at Stonecastle Apartments in Castleberry, armed with a knife, and raped one of the two women before forcing them to go to Publix and take money out of an ATM. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Your slowdowns still start after 436 right now through downtown Orlando and doesn't clear up until right after the 441. You also have slowdowns in the Millennia and Dr. Phillips areas as well as the attractions. 408 east and westbound right now are fairly clear. The ramps leading to it are congested, though. Highway 50 is slow from Old Cheney Highway till right after the 441. You also have a crash on Highway 50 at John Young Parkway that is contributing to those slowdowns. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Yo, it's me. It's me. It's DDP.
Yo, it's me. DDP. Diamond Dallas Page. The king of Bada Bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion. And you're listening to the American Adversary Tri-Time. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Bad!
And we're back, and it's Contest Thursday. Thank you so much for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, you got the American Adversaries back after Independence Day, still celebrating, however. And somebody's going to be celebrating tonight because they're going to win this here contest. The lines are open, 407-774-8255 is the number. Okay, once again, you got Mike McBath, Nick Grounds, you got Rick Brown, you got Randy Ross, and myself, Christopher Hart, crammed into the studio here. We also have another gentleman in here. He's off camera right now. He wishes to remain anonymous. Oh, you see his head moving about the camera there. Anyway, that's the Titan Cave Cam on Facebook. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. Nick's on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. Complete the sentence today. Okay, and no, not a prison sentence, mm-hmm. a language-type sentence. All right, the market, as Mike was saying, we went into the break there, had a pretty good day today. This is in spite of the fact, or maybe because of the fact, of the tariffs tomorrow, because there seemed to be some movement today.
Yeah, there seemed to be a little bit of movement, and plus the reality of it is, you know, I always say if you stay focused on the next 15 years, you won't worry about the last 15 minutes. You know, people get so hung up on the next announcement. It's just like politics. But the reality of it is, do you really believe there'll be a massive trade war? And what percentage of our GDP is really China's, involvement? So the answer is, yes, it could slow us down a little, possibly, but they have a lot more to lose than we do.
Exactly.
Right.
That's exactly right. That's the point I wanted to make today, because not only did Herr Merkel announce that she was going to do something about the tariffs on German automobiles, lower mm-hmm. the tariffs on our automobiles going to that market or whatever, she is also going to increase Germany's contribution to NATO. Now, right now, they're paying about 1.2% of their GDP. They, along with all other NATO members, are committed to 2% of GDP. She has said she is going to increase their contribution to 1.5%.
Not good enough.
By 2020. But this highlights right. the situation here, because this goes to the heart of the tariffs mm-hmm. as well. And what you just said about the United States being better positioned to weather the storm, if you will,
right.
if there is one on the horizon. And it could peter out just like a weather phenomenon, or it could come on strong. But we are much better positioned. And here's what Trump has done. He's put all of these other leaders in a bind, because we are better positioned to ride it out. And I think they know now that if something isn't done, Trump's going to pull the trigger. He's going to impose these tariffs.
Right. And that's
which means they're going to have to do something. But they don't really want to do that, you see. But they still don't want to get rid of the good deal they got going right now.
Right.
So let's think again about the NATO thing. She's going from 1.2 to 1.5. So that is showing the fact that Trump's right. Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
they're not living up their obligation. But she can't just come right out and say Trump's right. We're not living up to our obligation, right?
No, I don't think any of them are going to come out and say Trump's right.
That's the point.
Right.
That's the whole point.
Mm-hmm.
You see, this now has to be done in a fashion to where Trump doesn't look so obviously the victor, even though he is going to be.
Right.
So it is now getting to, push coming to shove, and them realizing that, okay, we are going to have to do something. We are going to have to move. How can we move without looking like we have totally capitulated to this whatever he is?
And I would bet in the next 3 weeks you'll see a response on NAFTA, you know, in a positive way brought about by Canada.
Mm-hmm.
They're feeling it. They know they feel it. They don't have a powerful economy. They need the United States more than we need them.
That's right. And it's, you know, as Mike said, don't get caught up and don't let a nickel hold up a dollar.
That's exactly right.
So there may be some short-term inconveniences, a little bit of pain in terms of some commodities being modestly, and I do mean modestly, priced higher, because we're already getting soaked.
Right.
You see? We're the ones already getting soaked.
Yeah, we you know, here they are charging every one of us taxes. Oh, that's right. They're tariffs. Right?
Tariff taxes.
That's right. Tariff taxes. Always remember that. Look what they charge. Look what we charge. Don't you think we got to even this thing out? I think so.
And they know now that, as I said, they're going to have to move. They're going to have to move in Trump's direction. The question is, how do they do it without looking so much like they are doing it? And that's why Merkel goes from 1.2 to 1.5. See, right. She's going. She understands that she's got to move in his direction, but she can't go all the way because then it obviously looks like he's the one who won out.
But the other good thing about it is, if Merkel's done it, is she going to drag all the other countries up?
I believe they will, because they're all in the same predicament.
Yeah.
They're all in the same bind. You know, we're the big daddy. We're the golden goose. We're it. And the only reason why they have such good deals is because we gave them to them. Now, we can argue over the reasons why. Trump thinks it's because it was lousy negotiating. I think it was more purposeful. In other words, they intended to do what they did. But it doesn't matter. The point is, it's got to be redone. And it's got to be redone in a fashion to where we get healthy. When the United States is healthy, the rest of the world is healthy.
And with the proliferation of nuclear weapons, boy, I want my military in as strong a shape as possible. And I think they see what's coming around the corner with Iran. We'll see.
So, as I said, that the fact that there seems to be some cracking of the ice is probably what helped the market today. And so we'll see what happens tomorrow. Like I said, tomorrow is
well, they got the job report. You know, the interesting thing is tomorrow the job report comes out. It'll probably come out about 190, you know, which is indicative of how strong the economy is. We barely have a flaw in this economy other than this trade situation, which, again, is a deck of cards. He's playing poker to try to help us even further our positioning. But the reality of it is the economy is great. And I'll tell you, if they see a crack here pretty soon, I could see this market rolling northwards pretty quickly. So we'll see.
No doubt. No doubt. Okay, once again, the contest lines are wide open here tonight.
Pick up those prizes. I'm going to be calling in
407-774-8255. It looks like the president has just arrived in Great Falls, Montana, and he's going to make a speech.
6 o'clock speech?
Yeah. Tonight, so looks like the speech is going to be a little bit later than that.
Have you seen where Alan Grayson, who got in that congressional race, has put up billboards now that say "Dump Trump"? Have you seen those?
No, well, that's original, don't you think so, right? Randy? Boy, he's thinking again, isn't he? Well,
wasting his money again.
Yeah. Well, what he is going to be is, at least for a while until August 28th, he's going to be a pain to Darren Soto down there because he wants that seat back.
Right. Right.
And we'll see if Wayne Liebnitsky can make ground on that race because of the turmoil on the Democratic side. That's another seat that is, it's a long shot, but it's doable. It's a doable thing, and because you got a pretty diverse demographic there, because it's not just Osceola County; it's part of Polk County as well. So it is a race that is doable. And we'll see if Grayson
shakes it up. Maybe we should support Alan because he's so pathetic, he can't win anything. You know, we should be 100% behind
him.
I think
Wayne Lebesky has a much better shot against Alan Grayson.
Oh, no doubt.
Without a doubt. I agree 100%
on
that.
Yeah, it would be sort of an equalizer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Alan Grayson, you just can't stay away from it, can he?
All right, that's like a bad penny.
That's it. Let's go to Brian. Brian, how you doing tonight? Thank you for calling. We appreciate you being there.
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I have two responses to your question.
Okay. Go ahead.
On the first one, thanking Barack Obama for Donald Trump.
For Donald Trump.
All right, straight to the point.
That's what I would have said. Oh,
right to the point.
Quick
and
easy.
And Chris has put that one away very rapidly.
All right, go ahead.
And the second one, I can't remember exactly how that was
worded. If Jim Comey only knew that, then you complete the sentence.
If Jim Comey only knew that the law. Okay.
If he only knew the law.
Very clear, he knew the law.
Yeah, it's very clear that if he does, he doesn't pay it much respect. That's for sure.
That's for sure.
Absolutely. All right, excellent, Brian.
Yeah, very good, Brian.
Yeah. Short, sweet, effective. I like
very
that.
Good.
All right, so that's the idea, ladies and gentlemen. Just complete the two sentences. All right, 407-774-8255 once again.
That is a tough one,
number.
Chris, when we think about it. I would like to thank Barack Obama for, what would I like to thank him for?
taking Michelle Obama off the table?
There's a great one. Okay, you win, Rick.
Oh,
boy.
All right. The president appears has narrowed his Supreme Court choices. Oh, wait a minute. We forgot about the Scott Pruitt thing.
Yeah.
We got to go there. Scott Pruitt has resigned this afternoon. It was announced, what did you say, Nick, about 4 o'clock?
Yeah, just before 4.
And was there an official reason other than just the catch-all assorted and sundry scandals?
pressure on his family. And
you know, the financial situation, the spending on his part. I do think he, I mean, for a guy that visible, why would you make these mistakes?
He couldn't justify it.
Yeah, I don't understand that from a smart man, which he is. But he did do a great job regulation-wise. His deputy is coming right into the spot. I think it'll be a smooth transition with absolutely nothing lost.
Yep.
So let's just move on. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It's just another day. You know.
And it'll be now a flea scratched off the president's back.
I think it's fine. See you later.
Right.
Have a nice trip.
It'll be much less of an annoyance. By the way, he was the latest to be harassed at a restaurant. It happened over the weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like a little diner or something.
Woman and a child. She was carrying the light.
So, you know what? They're converting more and more people to Republicans. It's, you know, maybe in its own way, it's wonderful.
What's it called again, Rainey?
Hashtag walk away.
Hashtag walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out, ladies and gentlemen. It's a growing movement. And a lot of millennials. It started with millennials, if I'm not mistaken.
It started with a gay hairdresser in New York City that finally was tired of them hijacking the LGBT movement issue and said, wait a minute, they're not doing anything for me. And that's how it started.
Kathy Santomassino has put up some hashtag walk away videos on our Facebook page. So while you're there, check those out. Which we, by the way, we see you got some Facebook action going tonight. Hey, Michelle, how you doing? She's keeping an eye on our snacks here.
Really? What'd you point out now?
Those are healthy. They're popcorn.
Are those expensive?
No.
Yeah.
These are healthy. They're peanuts.
Yeah, but you got them at Whole Foods. They got to be pricey.
Well, $3. It was not. They are very good, though.
He owns a restaurant. He can afford it.
That's right. All right.
Hey, yeah, spread that rumor.
All right. In the meantime, we'll take a break and come back. And once again, the contest lines are open. Who would complete the sentences?
Yep.
I would
like to thank Barack Obama for, and then you take it from there.
And?
Mine was nothing.
No, the other sentence.
And the other one, if Jim Comey only knew that, now you complete the sentence.
Okay.
If he only knew that, you complete it.
All right. 407-774-8255. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Hey, Central Florida, Dave Ramsey here. When you need advice on your taxes and want to work with someone who has the heart of a teacher, you need to see Larry Herring, CPA. He's one of our tax-endorsed local providers, and he's ready to talk with you about all your income tax needs. Larry Herring will help you manage your taxes just like any other expense. Take it from me, Larry is your guy. 407-647-7777 or at herringcpa.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Slowdowns still start after 436 right now through downtown Orlando and doesn't clear up until right after the 441. You also have slowdowns in the Millennia and Dr. Phillips areas as well as the attractions. 408 east and westbound right now are fairly clear. The ramps leading to it are congested, though. Highway 50 is slow from Old Cheney Highway till right after the 441. You also have a crash on Highway 50 at John Young Parkway that is contributing to those slowdowns. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
I got two questions, and it's not the two for the contest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The first question is, how can a guy shove 74 hot dogs and buns in his mouth in 10 minutes and get them to go down in his gut?
I know. When I think about the contest, we've had the
Joey
eating contest,
Chestnut,
right?
Yeah.
And we've had the spaghetti eating contest. Our world champion is here, and not here at the table. But the reality of it I don't know how you could do sets over, ten minutes,
right?
The woman who won,
and a half.
She did over 37, and that includes the buns. And they said it was 50,000 calories that he ingested. I mean, you got a little bit of running ahead of you.
And here's Joseph.
Okay, his cholesterol should be fine after that.
Oh yeah, he should be good. Yeah, yeah. But this is 11 years now this guy has done. They don't talk about his remuneration. I hope he's getting some big bucks.
Oh yeah, they get prize money.
Yeah, I hope it's big.
But imagine
bucks.
You said they soak the buns in water.
Yeah.
That's nasty. That's just nasty.
It goes down. It's
well, it's not a beauty scene when you watch it. It just looks like a bunch of slobs just jamming the thing down his face. And
why not rum?
And you know what?
Yeah, I know.
And they take on. They do two hot dogs at a time. It's just a...
Oh, yeah. You know, just mash them in like a machine.
Ew.
The other question I have is, how can a movie about Fred Rogers be rated PG-13? And bring kids, you know, only mature enough to see it.
Do they insert crime places for them? Or
we're gonna have to ask
corners.
We're gonna have to ask Charlene tomorrow night. She's our movie reviewer. She saw it a couple of weeks ago.
Did she really? Yeah, I'd like to hear that one.
She said you have to bring your Kleenexes with you because it's a tearjerker. But it's rated PG-13.
Well,
how can a movie about that guy be rated PG-13?
I bet when the camera goes off, he just goes ape. It's like Hillary at the debate, right?
Yeah. It's the opposite of me. When the microphone goes on, I go ape, right? All right, let's get Marvin's contest entry in tonight. Hey, Marvin, how you doing tonight? Thanks for calling.
I'm doing just fine. How about yourself?
All right, Marvin.
Thanks for being out there. All right.
And I just want to thank you all for your show that you have. I thoroughly enjoy it.
Well, thank you for that.
That's a good start, Marvin.
You got some points. Yes,
yeah.
Five up points.
Yeah. You've already ahead.
Marvin, you're running strong, my friend.
I see.
I love it.
All right. Okay, Marvin, you're up.
Okay, on the first one, I want to thank Obama for years ago when he said that he was president, something that Donald Trump would never be.
Oh, yes.
I don't think Trump would have run for president.
The bad joke at the correspondence dinner.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, he said something to the effect, at least I'm president.
Right.
Not anymore, my friend.
You'll never be. I'm pretty sure that's something that he said.
All right, you got it. That's a good one.
And on Comey, if Comey only knew that Trump was going to win.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? We wouldn't have any of these problems on this issue.
Differently.
Yep. I do believe you're right.
Very good, Marvin.
Marvin did really well.
Because, the Inspector General's report concluded that part of the reason that he did some of the stuff that he did is because he wanted to keep his job, and he thought Hillary Clinton was going to be president.
Yep.
And
some of the text.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Excellent, Marvin. You're on the ball, man.
All right.
Yep.
Marvin's very smart. He opened it up, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Make sure we got your info there, Marvin.
Good job, Marvin.
All right. That's the idea, ladies and gentlemen. Just that easy. And we will choose the winner by the end of the show tonight. So you still got plenty of time to get in.
Two questions to answer.
That's right.
Keep that in mind. I would like to thank Barack Obama for, and if Jim Comey only knew that, complete those sentences.
All right. In the meantime, I just got a couple of things here from Nostradamus. He's already found out from Charlene that evidently the postman in the Fred Rogers neighborhood was gay. And it was it became an issue with some of the sponsors of his show.
Oh, is that right?
So I guess, okay. Because it's kind of a documentary of him, mm-hmm. So I guess that comes out in the movie, and that's why it's rated PG-13. I knew there had to be an answer somewhere.
You mean in real life or in Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood?
I guess you're asking me? I haven't watched the show. All right, and then he said the hashtag walkaway needs to be updated to jog away because so many people are running away from the Democrats. All right. Okay, anyway, the movie is opening this weekend in Orlando if you would like to see it. That's Fred Rogers' Neighborhood. And if you liked Fred Rogers, you're going to want to see the movie.
Chris, right. You're pushing this one pretty hard. Have any financial interest in this?
Welcome to my neighborhood. Yeah, welcome to my neighborhood.
Yeah, there's your new sweater and your new car. You know?
Yeah, right. Let's get Peggy's entry in. Hey, Peggy, how you doing tonight?
Hey, hello, Peggy.
Hey, guys.
Howdy, Peggy.
Howdy. All right, so.
Okay. The one for Obama, I would like to thank President Obama for being the type of president that lets people like us make fun of.
For being there to make fun of.
That is really an important point. Very much so. It really is. Very good.
See, the difference between us and Democrats is we have fun doing it.
Vicious. We're going to beat you up, pound you over the head. All we do is say something and laugh.
That's it. Okay.
Isn't that the truth?
All right. And so what about the Comey one?
Okay, if only Comey knew that Hillary Clinton put all of those missing emails on his secret server and was doing a tip to tip off people so they'll find those emails on his server.
Put her emails on
his server. Man. Boy, that would be funny. Yeah. Oh, boy.
That would have tied him up in knots, wouldn't it?
That would have been great.
All right. Excellent, Peggy. Excellent. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Very good, Peggy.
Yep. Appreciate you being there. Okay. Once again, the secretary of, well, the EPA director has resigned, Scott Pruitt. And if you remember, there was that big, expensive election in Georgia to replace him. You remember that?
Yep.
And so all of that, well, he did it, you know, he got it, he got the EPA whittled down. So he did good while he was there, even though he made a lot of trouble for himself.
Trump's putting in his deputy director, a fellow named Andrew Wheeler, who they claim is just as efficient. So it's another day. Let's just move on.
Right.
Yeah, we won't be talking about that.
Yeah, right. That's it.
That's it. Good. All right. So anyway, Scott Pruitt's out. The tariffs appear to be in, but we shall see how things progress over the over the next few days. By the way, the Supreme Court picks have evidently been narrowed to three now. Three picks. And one is this woman, Comey Barrett.
Right.
And another one is, I'll have to pull their names up.
Kavanaugh.
And the third one is the Midwestern guy who's the judge in Washington, D.C., and so,
and just like that, we weren't talking about families being separated at the borders.
That's right. And so it appears as though the president, and he is, by the way, picking from the list that the Federalist and others had compiled for him. And these will all be strong conservatives for the bench who can serve for 30, 35 years or perhaps longer. So, once again, the White House will officially name the person on Monday. The president has already conducted the interviews. It's now simply who he feels most comfortable choosing.
What time of day do you think he'll present it? Because we're going to have to open up all the crying rooms. We're going to have to distribute various forms of pills these people, right?
Make sure that all the supermarkets are stocked up with soft tissues.
I just hope there are lots of cameras.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know. Just to see, I just want to see the responses. How angry they are. I love
you
it.
You
know?
Yeah, well,
they're already angry.
That made for some good TV when he won the election.
Oh, no doubt.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Okay, we got to take a break. We got an hour in, another hour to go. Contest lines are now open. We've got some excellent entries already.
We do. We have great prizes, Chris.
That's
great
right.
Great prizes.
But you got to get in to win. 407-774-8255 is the number. We will be right back.
105.5 AM 660. The Answer. WORL. Altamont Springs. Orlando. A service of Salem Media Group.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a road runner, honey.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to hour number two, that is, of the American Adversaries Radio Show. We're here live. The president is going to be live in Great Falls, Montana here momentarily, giving another Trump rally-type speech. In the meantime, we got a contest going on, and somebody is going to win it tonight. We've already had some excellent entries.
Oh, we have, and the prizes are just outstanding, and the sentences are very simple. I would like to thank Barack Obama for, and you fill in the rest, and don't make it too long because Chris gets upset more than four or five words. Now, the second sentence is, if Jim Comey only knew that, and then you finish the sentence off.
All right.
We've had some good ones.
Just that simple. Those are the challenge. That is the challenge, those two sentences, and we will choose the winner at the end of this hour. Donald Jr. is up on stage right now, by the way, in Great Falls, Montana. We'll kind of update you as that goes on. In the meantime, that was Mike McBath. I am Christopher Hart. Got Randy Ross, founder of the Trump 2020 Club, in the studio as a judge tonight, along with Rick Brown, Nick Grounds of the British American Chamber of Commerce. Nick LoCicero, marathon man, is on the bridge and here to evangelize for relax and comfort, sitting in for Jackie Ricardo. He's got the info, but he ain't got the legs. Joe Terp.
It's very sad. But my legs do look good anyhow, I got to say.
We'll take your word for it.
There you go.
We'll pass.
There you go. No, but just wanted to tell everybody two things. One, we have the new iSense beds in. And
what is an iSense bed?
Well, it's a bed that, for the first time ever, allows you to have adjustable spring mattresses, which has never existed before.
Wow.
So both sides can, both partners can have a great night's sleep.
With the different settings.
With the different settings, but in a spring mattress, which is just phenomenal. Really amazing. You should come down and try them out, see what you think. Also, on a side note, iSense also came out with an intelligent pillow. And
I think Jackie was telling us about this last week.
Well, it gets interesting.
She called it a smart pillow.
Yes, it's a smart pillow, and it's a really smart pillow. Okay, I hate it. Let me tell you why. So I get this pillow. I get this pillow, and I've been using it for a week and a half now, and I get a text on my cell phone. It's from the freaking pillow. Okay, that says, it's 10 o'clock. Get to bed. True story. I actually got a text from my pillow. Okay, but no, the pillow is absolutely amazing. It's totally adjustable, so you can set it to however you want. But
the pillow is adjustable.
The pillow, yeah. And on top of that, it lulls you to sleep if you want. Okay, and in other words, it'll play soft music and other things to get you to go to sleep.
Joe, have you curtailed your drinking?
No, I'm being serious. And it will also wake you. It will also wake you up without the alarm going off. It like gently wakes you up over a 20-minute
stabs
period.
You in the ear.
No, it's really amazing. It monitors. It'll tell you how many times you went to the bathroom during the evening. Okay, it will text you.
With or without getting up.
There you go. and it will text you, which was absolutely amazing. But all kidding aside.
Joe, are you sure you're okay?
So now I have my wife telling me what to do. I have my GPS telling me what to do. And I have my pillow telling me what to do. But it's absolutely amazing. And you really have to come down and try out the iSense beds.
Right. All right. And you have to go down there just to check out these pillows to see if that's for real. And they are. These are, and you're going to see more and more devices in your accommodations that can do this sort of thing. So, by the way, those Relax and Comfort stores are in Windermere, Winter Park Village, the Villages in Lake County, and the Seminole Town Center Mall up there in Sanford. So, and tell them Joe sent you, right? All right.
Yeah, party Joe.
So Joe's buying.
Yeah. Vodka Joe.
All right. But no, those pillows are amazing.
I was reading about them.
If you have trouble breathing and stuff, they will let you know. And they do like a diagnosis of your sleeping habits to let you know whether you're doing it right or wrong.
No, absolutely. And to give you an example. If you think about the technology in those pillows, that's the type of technology that goes into the iSense beds. And, so you, something you really need to experience. It's something very, very different.
All right. Okay, all of that at the Relax and Comfort stores. And, of course, their memory foam pillow, custom-designed memory foam pillow, is part of the prize package. All right, so let's get in Joe's entry, and then we'll get back and weave in some more of the news. Joe, thank you for calling tonight. We appreciate your being out there. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Hope you guys had a great 4th of July.
Indeed.
Thank you, Joe.
We did. Hope you did as well. Go ahead.
Okay, here's my take on Mr. Obama.
Okay.
I'd like to thank Mr. Obama for leaving the White House, and I don't have to see his false face on TV anymore.
Don't have to see him
God
anymore.
God bless you, Joe. I think we all feel that way. It's unanimous.
All right.
Okay, on Mr. Comey, if Comey only knew how many Monica Lewinsky's Bill Clinton only knew.
That's pretty good.
How many Monica's
Lewinsky's of Bill Clinton only knew?
All right, good. Joe, excellent. We appreciate you being there. And by the way, we got this, I guess we could call it an entry on our Facebook page. We'll have to check and see if there are more. And I think it was John, I'll double check on the name. He said that he would like to thank Barack Obama for not taking my offer to kiss him on the lips because he would have a hard time getting that image
unanimous.
Out of his head.
Chris, this is unanimous.
No, but it kind of goes.
I thought we said keep it clean.
Oh. It kind of goes, though, to some of these answers.
I understand, but it's hard to draw that picture image.
Hey, we were trying to get people to listen to the radio show. What do you want, right?
And your lips toward the camera.
Fuck her up.
Wait a minute, I got one of those in here somewhere.
Uh-oh.
I'll have to try and find it.
Anything. Anything's fine.
Yeah. Close enough.
That's fair. That's a good comment. Okay. Yeah.
All right, 407-774-8. Oh, here it is. Mm-hmm. 407-774-8255 is the number if you would like to get in on the contest. And, Rick, you got something interesting on your Facebook page.
I did.
Talking about the contest.
Yeah, it was a post I put up, and then Randy replied it. But somebody responded, and they said, "Say what you will about President Obama, but his class and eloquence really made the deportation of 2.5 million people go down smooth."
That's a good one. Yeah.
That was from Edwin Marrero.
All right, Edwin.
He's a colonel. He's an army colonel.
All right.
Well, that's why he reached a colonel. Yeah. A pretty smart guy. Yeah.
He had another one, with the picture of Comey, and it says, "She's guilty as heck, but I don't want to die suddenly and mysteriously."
If only Comey. You sat next to the colonel at that event.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So 407-774-8255 is the number. Speaking of that, the Democrats seem to be making this abolish ICE, redesign ICE, reorganize ICE, whatever, the big campaign slogan for this year. And, Nick, you're from England, and you did a little poking around about how England does things, didn't you?
Yeah.
What did you find?
Well, they've got something called Border Force.
Border Force.
Yeah.
That's not a very friendly name.
No, and it's part of the Home Office. And there's three divisions, and there's the UK Visa and Immigration.
Okay,
and then there's Immigration Enforcement.
That would be like ICE.
Correct.
And so they kind of got the same agencies over there.
Yeah.
And do the same thing, I presume.
Do exactly the same thing. And some of the stuff you don't have to go through courts. They remove people opposed to deporting them.
Right. And, you know, every country has a system. You know, most countries' systems are far more stringent and unbending than ours.
Did you notice Nick has a little diamond ring like in the mafia, a little mafia ring over there? He's part of the Godfather.
He's thing. A capo. He's a capo. Watch what you say, Randy. I'm trying to save your life, buddy. You're going to have a short stay on this program, Randy.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Let's just put it this way. The American adversaries leave no stone unturned. All right. Just remember, you're the liberals out there. Who you're messing with here. All right. But once again, hey, if you'd like to give us your entries on Facebook, we'll take them there. All right. 407-774-8255 is the number. And let's go to the contest line and get... Let's get Dan next. Hey, Dan, how you doing tonight? Thank you for being
Fine,
out there.
How are you?
Excellent, excellent. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you for president. Thank you for being the type of president you are and allowing us to elect our president.
Okay.
And for Comey, you didn't know it, but this was the end of your career.
That's a good one.
If only you'd have known that this was going to be the end.
Yeah, this is it for you, buddy.
This is going to be the end.
That's good, Dan. Very good.
That's a good one. All right, Dan, that's it, man.
Good,
that's,
I love it.
Excellent. Hey, we appreciate you being out there. Make sure we have your information, okay?
Thank you,
All right, thanks. That's the idea, ladies and gentlemen.
It's
just
great
that
to
easy.
See them step forward. They want to play. They want the prizes. I don't blame them.
All right, you are listening to us as we come to you live from the Relax and Comfort Studios on the Titan Cave Cam, which you can find on our American Adversaries Facebook page. And don't forget to check out our AmericanAdversaries.com website, where you can check out all of our great sponsor ads. Just click on that ad. It'll take you to their website. Real convenient to do.
Chris, do you think the Democrats will soon go after TSA when we go to the airport to try to get on a plane?
Now then, they might actually get a few votes.
See this? I know.
Don't give me any ideas.
These people are so nuts. I can see going, hey, wait a second, you're blocking my plane. You know, I don't think people will be very gentle with them either if they try that one. So.
All right. We'll take a break, come back. We got another segment to go in this half hour, and then the next half hour, at the end of which we will choose tonight's winner. And we got some excellent entries in so far. So, but yours may yet be the best, and you may win, but we won't know unless you get in. 407-774-8255 is the number. We'll be right back.
FM
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Your slowdowns still start after 436 right now through downtown Orlando and doesn't clear up until right after the 441. You also have slowdowns in the Millennia and Dr. Phillips areas as well as the attractions. 408 east and westbound right now are fairly clear. The ramps leading to it are congested, though. Highway 50 is slow from Old Cheney Highway till right after the 441. You also have a crash on Highway 50 at John Young Parkway that is contributing to those slowdowns. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, you are listening to the American Adversaries. We are live, and you can watch and hear us now on Facebook. It's American Adversaries on Facebook. 407-774-8255 is the contest and comment line number. We welcome your calls. Before we get back to the contest line, the crowd is anxiously awaiting President Trump to arrive at the podium to give his speech in Great Falls, Montana. Looks like you got a lot of oil workers crowd there.
Look at that. Yeah.
You know, they had a big oil boom up there, oil and natural gas boom.
Yep.
And good crowd for the president, as usual, tonight. And it looks like some priests or something down there in the front row, too.
Yep. Whoever helped set that VIP area up did a really good job. Everybody can't wait for him to come out right now. That's what
all right.
There he is, and there he
comes. And here he comes out to speak in Great Falls, Montana. All right, as I said, we'll be monitoring
that. He just shakes hands with everybody. It's so professional. That's the way you do it.
Yeah.
Barack Obama to walk by with nose up and people being shoved out of the way.
That's
exactly what would happen.
And along with the Trump Make America Great Again signs, they're also waving promises made, promises kept.
Look at all the red hats.
Absolutely. Yeah. So once again, the president, jam-packed crowd, no doubt thousands of people are probably waiting outside or were turned away. But you know what's interesting is people are going, even though they probably are going to be turned away, and still still aren't mad when they get turned away.
You know what? They hear it outside, loudspeakers and everything, and they're mixing with people who have the same ideology, and it's always fun. And I guarantee they have a good time outside,
and they try to
I'm
put
sure.
up, I think, a lot of those outdoor
televisions. That's right, where you can see it, it and all that. So all they have a blast.
All right. Anyway, as I said, we'll monitor that, and as things progress, we'll give you little updates on it.
Wow.
In the meantime, as I said, we got the contest going on, 407-774-8255. Just a quick review of the news. Scott Pruitt has resigned at EPA today, and the secondhand...
His deputy assistant takes over tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, just yesterday's news.
Not going to miss...
He'd already been confirmed as
right.
well.
Yeah, not going to miss a beat there. Another couple in England. Nick, have you been watching this? Were poisoned by that...
the gas. The powder or something. Yeah.
The Russian compound.
Yeah, what they discovered is the father and the daughter who had left Russia, right. who were poisoned 3 or 4 months ago, it was on their doorknob. Someone had put it on their doorknob.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why also I believe a policeman, when he arrived, he was also affected. But evidently there was not much residue left on the doorknob, just enough to infect him and make him sick. So they closed down several venues, and they still don't know why this particular couple. There's nothing.
There's no connection of any sort.
Yeah, no, that's what seems so strange about the story.
And they don't know where or how they picked it up. It may be a case of either mistaken identity or perhaps they thwarted a plot to get someone else by accidentally, just sort of wandering into the situation.
Well, there's another alternative, and that's the Russians want to get the pressure off of that it was their government who did it. So let's pick somebody at random, attack them, kill them using the same compound, and now all of a sudden maybe
it's a psycho, mass murderer type thing. It is very suspicious, though, and
Trump will find out in a week or so when he meets with Putin. That's what the Democrats will say. Oh, he'll know exactly who did it.
The president is now speaking, and once again, we'll update you as we go along with that. Al Sharpton has come to the defense of Maxine Impeach 45 Waters with a letter saying that the House shouldn't censor her because she's a black woman.
Yeah. Well, Al Sharpton should be in jail because of the $4.5 million in taxes he owes the government. What's he doing running around? Big house, Al.
Well, but it is. I've actually kind of wondered if somebody wasn't going to say that, right? It's because one reason why Maxine is out there so vocal about this is they're sort of daring people to criticize her so they can turn around and call him racist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what Sharpton just did, basically.
Yep.
He's calling the House of Representatives a racist institution
because
they want to censor a poor old black woman. Of course, you don't...
A poor old black woman. Give me a break.
Yeah, she's just
rich
upset.
She's just old.
Yeah. And...
But at least Walmart have pulled the Impeach 45 shirts.
Yeah, that's right. Walmart,
horrible.
Had put them out on their Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Not just Impeach 45 T-shirts, but evidently other things as well. Trinkets or whatever.
Do they not realize who the base is? That a lot of people that like Trump also shop at Walmart, or did. They did.
I wonder, though, that the whoever is the purchaser, whatever you call it, if he just made a mistake, not paying attention, and goes, oh, my God.
That's a bad move.
Than Walmart.
No. Yeah, it was a bad move and very stupid. All right. In the meantime, let's get back to the contest lines. Complete the sentence tonight. And Joe is up next, and then Eddie. Hey, Joe, how you doing tonight?
Good, sir. How are you?
Excellent.
All right, Joe.
Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
All right, so the first one?
Yep.
I would have to say thank you, Barack Obama, for smoking cigarettes.
Smoking cigarettes? all right. And what would be the...
I think that will probably lead to something that helps America.
It may shorten his lifespan, in other words.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
Wow.
Let's go.
You ever see those commercials where the people can't speak anymore?
I know.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
And by the way, he has not kicked the habit.
Boy, he really is a fool.
I'm sorry. Right? Hey, Joe, we got to take a hard break.
660.
Joe, we got to take a hard break.
660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Lindy Kenyon in Washington. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt has resigned amid ethics investigations of outsized security spending, first-class flights, and a sweetheart condo deal. With Pruitt's departure, President Donald Trump loses an administrator many conservatives regarded as one of the more effective members of the cabinet. The mother of a woman who was killed in a car attack on a group of protesters says she's not surprised at the not guilty plea from the suspect, but still feels pain. Susan Breaux's daughter, 32-year-old Heather Heyer, was killed on August 12th in that attack in Charlottesville, Virginia. Dozens more were injured. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer tells President Donald Trump in a recent private phone call he shouldn't appoint someone to the U.S. Supreme Court who opposes the right to abortion or the 2010 health care law. That's according to a person familiar with the phone call who says Senator Schumer told the president such a nominee would be tremendously divisive. This is SRN News.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep? Or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118. Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape, and Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
Welcome to the jungle, ladies and gentlemen.
Guns N' Roses is the Predators theme song.
Good man.
And I'm going to tell you, I mean, that made the Predators, with that firework program, we had an entry that made the magic look ridiculous. It was incredible, and the spirit of the people in the crowd was just fascinating.
And the guys repelling off the rafter.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were so far ahead of the NBA and everything else in all series. And I used to go to the NBA stuff and go, what junk? They'd have, like, some lady stand on her head in the middle field. That was the entertainment. So I'm going like this. I mean, come on. You know, this is the worst I ever heard.
Now, that could be interesting, given what she might be wearing that night.
Fresh, you sicko! Oh, my God, are you sick? You know what I mean?
All right, we are back up now. We were momentarily down on Facebook, but we're back up and live on Facebook. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. All right, you got Mike McBath. You got Nick Grounds. You got Randy Ross. You got Rick Brown. You got Joe Terp. You got Nicholas Cicero and me, Christopher Hart. We're all judging the contest tonight from the Relax in Comfort Studios. And I know it's not Trump 2020 Club Tuesday, but I'd like to remind you that if you're in the market for an automobile, that the place to go, at least give them a shot at it, is Sutherland Nissan. They're conveniently located East Colonial Drive and Chickasaw Trail. And their website, by the way, is OrlandoNissan.com. They're great folks over there, and they'll work very hard to get you behind the wheel of one of their automobiles or one of their trucks or vans at the best deal possible. That's Sutherland Nissan. As a matter of fact, they got a great service center over there, too. Rick, you just had your wife's car in there.
Absolutely. I service all of our sponsors. But yeah.
I bet you
so
do.
To speak.
And we appreciate that, right? And we do indeed. So that's.
So yeah, we took the Armada over there and they did a great job. And it's I forget what mileage it was, but they did its full service and it was really good.
And you know, he took his. What is it? Your RV?
My RV. Yeah.
His RV to Jerry's Mercedes Benz, right. Jerry's MB. He's got his bed and chairs from Relax and Comfort. He eats at Cafe Positano.
This is a team player. That's how we define it.
I believe you hired Aubrey Kahn to do something for you. So
wow. This is a team player. That's exactly what America likes.
Yes, and please support our sponsors because they support us. And U.S. Marine, he's a great guy.
I got to meet him. He's a lot of fun, yeah.
Yeah. So that's Sutherland Nissan, East Colonial Drive, Chickasaw Trail. Tell them the Titans of Talk Radio, the American Adversaries, sent you there to check out their Titan trucks and everything else they have there. All right, let's get back to the contest line. Joe, I'm sorry I let the clock get away from me there. We were in the middle of your contest entry. We got your thank Barack Obama for smoking cigarettes. And then, but you were going to tell us the one about James Comey. If only James Comey knew that.
If only James Comey knew that ordering a pepperoni pizza through email was not about pizza.
That's good. All right, Joe.
Pizza through email.
Was not about pizza. Mm-hmm.
All right, Joe. Thank you much.
Good.
You're in the contest. And thanks for being patient through the break there. Appreciate that.
No problem, sir.
I'm sorry about that I let that happen. All right, let's get to Eddie. How you doing tonight, Eddie?
Eddie.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. Boy, with all the people in there, this is like a poker game because that's a full house with everybody in there.
It is indeed.
Eddie's always lurking in the end, isn't he? You know, he always comes up with very tough, I know, answers.
We're missing the Queen of Diamonds, but...
Yeah.
No, she's the Queen of Hearts.
Yes, she is.
That's it. All right, so go ahead.
Hey, I got a hot tip. So this isn't even mine. This just came in. Guys, I'm going to share this with you. I want to thank Barack Obama for letting Hillary Clinton get even with Bill Clinton in the Oval Office.
Let Hillary get even with Bill in the Oval Office.
Whoa. That's efficient.
And this is icing on the cake. If only Jim Comey knew what she did with Barack Obama in the Oval Office, he would have resigned on his own.
She did. He would have resigned.
All right, another sick response, Eddie. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You won't let us down.
He resigned on his own. All right, thanks, that's Eddie. Funny. You were in this, man. Appreciate it. On his own. All right, that's the idea, ladies and gentlemen. And you still got a little while. You still got...
About 10 or 12 minutes to
get in the contest here. And once again, a great prize package lined up for you tonight. All you have to do is complete the sentences. I would like to thank Barack Obama for, and if Jim Comey only knew that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so 407-774-8255 is the number. Brian Ross, I guess, is looking for a new job. If you remember, he was one of the more blatant fake news.
Media people, right, Chris?
ABC News, fake news, and he got suspended for 6 months. I think he was not going to be back at the White House. When he did come back from ABC News, they have now permanently parted company.
You always wonder, though, how they define fake news when they tell one lie after another. You know, where is the point that we let somebody go? Is it where you get caught?
That's it. I was just getting ready to say.
I was going to say, because it's one lie after another, so I guess it's just where you get caught.
His mistake was he got caught, and it was just blatant. It was so obvious. It was just...
you can't hide it any way you want.
Right.
Gotta punish him.
Right. And Allie Watkin. Now, Allie is the 26-year-old girl who was sleeping with the guy old enough, just about to be your grandfather, this fellow Wolf, who was on the Senate Intelligence Committee. He was a longtime staffer on the Senate Intelligence Committee, and she was one of his sources for leaks and things.
Mm-hmm.
And she has been reassigned by the New York Times, and their explanation is the reassignment will give her a chance to basically get her mind right. So, Allie Watkin.
Sounds like a concentration camp logo.
Yeah.
Right. And now,
that does sound like, doesn't it? Get her mind right.
Wolf is facing criminal charges for the leaks. So she will not be facing charges herself, though, because of the, you know, privilege that reporters have.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what she was giving away to get information, she might have
a hard time. Again, where are you going?
What are you
into the cellar? Is that
darkness.
What you
would she?
What are you talking about?
Why would be she sleepy? She be sleeping.
Hashtag woke
sky.
Away.
She had to cover up his leaks. You know, at his age, somebody had to.
Oh, my God. Do you have a picture of her in your wallet or what?
No.
Oh, wow.
Hi, I'm Betty.
Well, she is cuter than Paige, but...
Oh, Paige looks like Gum Henderson. I never saw so many gums.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
You talk about me.
This show is going south.
Gum Henderson.
All right, let's get Alfred's contest entry in here. Hey, Alfred, how you doing tonight? Great to hear from you.
Fine, thank you, gentlemen.
Alfred.
You're having too much fun. My goodness gracious.
We do have a little bit of fun in here.
Yes, and it's fun to hear you, listen to you. It's great. It's great.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right, so you're up next.
Yes, for Trump, for Obama, besides helping us get President Trump elected, we have the most gorgeous, smart, and sophisticated first lady.
Ah, thank Barack Obama for Melania being the first lady. All right.
She's pretty classy.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And for Comey, he didn't know that how much the American adversaries are going to have so much fun kicking him around like a soccer ball.
If only he'd have known about the American adversaries.
He would never agreed to it.
All right, about American adversaries kicking him around. All right. I bet he doesn't appreciate that much.
All right.
Thanks, Alfred. Thank you so much.
You all. Take care.
And you as well. All right. That's the idea, ladies and gentlemen. Just that easy. Complete the sentences. I would like to thank Barack Obama for, and if Jim Comey only knew that. All right. 407-774-8255 once again is the number.
I got a text entry from Brenda. She said, if Comey only knew that Hillary Rodham Clinton, the FBI, the CIA, and the Russians all still have plans for him.
Oh, jeez.
Who will get to him first?
Oh, yeah. I know where she's coming from. And Rick, be careful.
Yes. Exactly.
It doesn't sound like kinder and gentler to me.
Yeah. All right, 407-774-8255 is the number if you'd like to get in on a contest. And by the way, there's going to be a contest Tuesday night that you could help decide the winner because it's going to be a hobnob straw poll in a Popka at their Veterans Hall.
Do we know the lineup
VFW.
Of politicians
that will
be there?
It's a real nice place, too.
The starting lineup, Chris?
Most of the people who are on the ballot in Orange County.
So, okay. Yeah.
Including the contestants for the House seat and state House seats, and as well as local elections like school board and other things like that.
Orange County commissioners,
yeah. All of this, and going to be a new Orange County mayor, right, sheriff.
Yep.
All of these candidates have been invited, and most of them will be there. And it'll be your chance to meet them one-on-one, face-to-face, find out what they're all about. And these are
from both parties.
This is a Republican hobnob.
Just a Republican?
Oh, is it a Republican? I thought it was all. I thought it was all, too.
I'm sorry, I stand corrected. I stand corrected.
I just wanted to give a shout-out to the town of Geneva, Florida. I was there for the parade yesterday.
The parade?
Walked with Representative Mike Miller, who's running for Congress. It was amazing. I could not believe how many people were lining the streets.
I mean,
on the way there, I was waiting for the banjo music to play, right?
So
I didn't know where I was going.
Showed up?
But it was just amazing. All the different folks, and a lot of Seminole County folks. It was a great...
for the banjo? What do you think this was?
It was in the middle of nowhere. It was in the middle of nowhere.
I know.
When you get there, you see all this red, white, and blue. The streets were lined. I know. But it was amazing. Tons of candidates, old cars, classic cars. It was amazing.
Toyota just took you off their Christmas card list.
Oh, man.
Hey, Randy, your application for economic development
has been rejected.
It was really impressive.
That was really funny.
They're going to find you in the wetlands.
Hey, that is the core of America, though.
Let me tell you, lots of Make America Great Again hats and T-shirts and... It was great.
And awesome. And once again, you'll have a chance to meet candidates like Mike Miller and others. I don't know if he's going to be able to make it, but a lot of the candidates will be there Tuesday night. That's this coming Tuesday in Apopka. You go to apopkachamber.org. That's apopkachamber.org. You get your tickets. They're only $10 each, and you will be able to participate in the straw poll that night. So that's coming up Tuesday, and it's going to be at their VFW hall. It's a real nice, beautiful building there, just over there kind of by the city hall. And it's a really nice venue, big venue, and it'll be a great event, I'm sure. You're all invited. We will be doing a live remote broadcast from the event. Our broadcast, of course, will be from 5 to 7. The event itself is from 5:30 to 7:30. Okay, so you're all invited, and Debbie O'Brien of my hometown will be there from doing her show from 3 to 5.
She's an Apopka person, right, Chris?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed, that's the Apopka hometown station, 1520, our sister station. So it's going to be a lot of fun coming up Tuesday. And we still got a lot of fun going here tonight with our contest Thursday. Still have time to get an entry in. We've got a lot of them so far, but we can take a few more at 407-774-8255. And I just got this from Kathy Santomassino. I would like to thank Barack Obama for his failure as a president that is making Trump look like the best president who ever lived. I think Trump would look pretty good on his own anyway.
Yeah, but Kathy's right. She's right on the money.
See, this is why I would.
That's right.
This is why I would have kissed him right on the lips.
Chris, walking away from that expression.
Wow.
I think
saw this coming 8 years ago when we started this show.
Okay.
That was the whole reason why I said that. All right, one of these days we'll pull it out of the archive and play it.
All five guys here turn the other way when you say
that. Thank God I'm not even there. Because the offer only stood for him, none of y'all.
Okay, thank God.
And I always said, no tongues, mind you, just lips.
Oh, my God. What a gutter snipe. You know what I mean?
He was drinking before the show, I think.
When they go low, Chris goes lower.
You got to admit, in my twisted sort of way, I was right. I was right.
Oh, man.
All right, we're going to choose a winner tonight. We'll take a break. Come back if you want to get in on tonight's contest, 407. By the way, that was Michael who made the comment on the Facebook page about he's glad that Obama didn't take me up on the offer. But 407-774-8255 is the number. And so when we come back, we'll get back to the contest lines. And don't forget, Larry Elder follows us up as soon as we get off the air at 7 o'clock. The president is presently speaking in Great Falls, Montana. He's got a great crowd there, huge crowd in the venue. And he's right now evidently talking about meeting with Vladimir Putin next week. Says it's a good thing.
Oh, that's going to upset everybody, Chris.
All right. That's why we love it.
I know.
See, I'm going to have to think of something I'd do
sooner than later.
All right. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report support, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
Merrily here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $249 per person. Or how about a 7-night Alaska cruise from $649 per person? On Celebrity Cruises, book a balcony or higher on a 7-night select Caribbean, Europe, or Alaska sailings and receive specialty dinner for two. Get free prepaid gratuities on select sailings with Oceania Cruises. Sandals and Beaches all-inclusive resorts are up to 65% off. Get free prepaid gratuities on select Avalon Waterways River Cruises.
Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, the president is speaking in front of a very appreciative, enthusiastic crowd tonight in Great Falls, Montana, where it's 10 minutes to 5 there. All right, so they're a couple hours behind us. In the meantime, we are going to choose our winner here in just a moment. This is last call for contest entries, 407-774-8255. Randy.
I got one from Corey Stevenson. She is the president of Winter Park Women's Federation.
And once again, congratulations on a great Hobnob event last Saturday.
They did a great job. It says, I'd like to thank Barack Obama for bringing me to such righteous anger that I get involved in local politics, became president of a Republican group, and now work every day to get Republicans elected.
That seems good.
I mean, there's true meaning to her answer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's great.
She should put that in a nice little thank you card and mail it to him at his address in Washington, D.C. up there. Right?
I know.
I'm sure he would appreciate it.
I think so.
At his next resistance meeting.
That's right. All right, let's see what...
Mail call.
There you go. Let's see what Joey has to say. Joey, you are up next tonight. Thank you so much for listening and being out there. We appreciate that so much. Joey? Did we lose Joey?
Oh, no.
All right.
I'd like to thank Barack Obama for being the starting pitcher in the Little League World Series.
Starting pitcher in the Little League World Series. You talking about like with the Islamic State being the JV team?
No, the Little League, the grammar school Little League.
Oh, I got you. Starting pitcher. He's Little League talent, in other words. All right.
Yeah. And right. I'd like to say about Comey that if Comey only knew that when he delivered that dossier to information to Trump, when he left, Trump mooned him.
Oh, jeez. Hey, John, what part of New York are you from?
When he left, gave the Bronx cheer there, right? And Trump mooned him.
This has to be a New Yorker.
Oh, God. That's a good one there, Joey. All right, man. We got you. Make sure Nick has your information. All right. Thank you so much. All right. That's the idea, ladies and gentlemen. All right. And in just a couple minutes here, we will choose tonight's winner. And this has been a great contest. Of course, we'll be doing it again next week. But don't forget Tuesday at the Hobnob. You're welcome to come out and join us for that. And that's, once again, is the VFW in Apopka. You get your tickets at apopkachamber.org. All right, we got a lot of judges in here tonight, Nick, so maybe we should get started. Anybody else on the contest line?
No, that's it.
All right, Joey will be the last one. All right, let's start with you then on the voting.
I am voting for our very first contestant, Robert.
All right, Robert, who chose, he said that he would like to thank Barack Obama for Donald Trump, the American Adversaries, and making him a GOP voter. That was very strong on the Comey. He said if only Comey knew that it was Hillary Clinton who was colluding with bankers and the like. All right, so that's one for Robert. That brings us to Randy Ross. Hey, Randy.
Well, I want to make sure Corey knows that I'm a huge fan of hers, and I really liked her answer. But that's not who I went with.
Okay. You're trying my game now, Randy.
No,
bottle them out.
I can split it, right? Or do I have to pick one
you
person?
Gotta go with one.
All right, then I'm picking Marvin, number five. I liked his answers overall.
All right, he would like to thank Barack Obama for years of for the bad joke at the correspondence dinner,
right,
which may have goaded President Trump to running for president.
Right,
and he said, "If only Comey knew that Trump was going to win."
That is it. That's a real killer.
I like that one.
All right, Rick Brown.
Yes, sir. I'm going with Marvin as well. But if there should be a second, Joey's second answer here at the end was hilarious.
Yeah, that was really good. That
Trump mooned him on the way out the door. All right, well, then we could have a runner-up prize. Yeah, that brings us to Joe Terp.
I'm going to go with Marvin as well.
Woo-hoo! Wow. Marvin's on fire.
Marvin, the floor.
He didn't say Marvin. He said Marvin.
Marvin.
So Marvin has three votes, and Robert has one. That brings us to Nick Grounds.
Well, I'm going to make it fairly obvious. Marvin, I've had it marked down all the time.
Marvin, once again, Mike.
Wow.
I think we done been aced out.
We can't change
the results.
I'm going with Marvin. Unbelievable.
All right.
This is the biggest.
Who would you have picked, Chris?
I don't remember it ever being this close
before.
No, I
don't at all.
I think I would have. Gosh. It was toss up between Robert and Marvin. Yeah. You know, Robert's the American
said some
adversaries
nice things,
and stuff.
So maybe we can get him.
So
something.
we're gonna give Robert a runner up. I'll go ahead and vote for Robert. So it'll be 5-2. Robert will get a runner up prizes. Marvin,
no kiss on
what
the lips
about
right
Joey?
There,
right? What about Joey?
No. Joe, because you were gonna. All right, we can do Joey a runner up prize
all right,
too.
All right.
All right, so Robert and Joey will get runner-up prizes. Marvin is clearly the winner tonight. He would like to thank Barack Obama for the bad joke that aimed at President Trump. And by the way, Trump just sat there
stone-faced, exactly.
Stoic, did not move, did not bat an eyelash. Right. But I guarantee you, he was thinking, "Just you wait, just you wait."
Oh yeah.
And then, if only Comey knew that Trump was going to win. And certainly things would have been different, I do believe. Excellent contest entries. And once again, we thank all of you folks who have participated tonight. If you didn't win tonight, you can win next week because we'll be back at it again. And God only knows what the challenge will be between now
and
then.
We have great, individuals calling in with great thoughts and ideas. So
yeah, no doubt. So, once again, thanks for doing that, for tuning in and doing that. And, Rick, you were going to say something?
No.
Oh,
I was just playing with my
mind. Playing with his mind.
Again.
Yeah, can't keep his hands off. That's
wow.
Right. That'll make you go blind, you
just
know.
Call me Milo.
All right, don't forget Larry Elder is following us up here in just a couple of minutes.
Nobody knows.
And once again, we'd like to get you to join the Trump 2020 Club. Great things going on there all the time. And when you join, you get the notifications, and you're really brought up to date on anything happening involving the president. And it's pro-President Trump all the time. All right? He's got plenty of critics. All right? We're there to help support him and help people understand what he's all about. And, of course, we'll be back here tomorrow night, already Friday. I mean, it seems kind of weird because we were just off yesterday.
Yeah,
but we'll be back here tomorrow night with Patriot Home Funding Friday, trying to get Sydney Powell on the show tomorrow night. Not quite sure if we're going to be able to or not. She's so busy ever since Rush Limbaugh was talking about her.
We're selling a lot of books for her, Chris.
I tell you what, I don't know how Limbaugh found out about her, but we were only a couple of months ahead of him on that one. But anyway, Michael Flynn is supposed to be back in court tomorrow as a sudden demand by the judge to have the defense and the prosecutors in the courtroom tomorrow.
Good.
He called for this hearing. So something's up. We'll find out what it is tomorrow night. We'll have that for you and anything else that's breaking. And once again, the president is currently speaking in Great Falls, Montana to a very great crowd. Love his haircut tonight. Looks really good.
It looks great.
Yeah. All right. So once again, Larry Elder up next, the great El Dursky, the sage from South Central. Can't wait to hear what he has to say. Until tomorrow, night, everybody.
Night.
Good night.
Foundation. FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer. WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando. A service of Salem Media Group. It's